Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host of not just Women Who Lead, but amazing Women Who Lead. And I am delighted today to introduce our leading lady, who is Rhonda Hall Alter, and she is the co-owner and administrator of Blue Screen Gaming. And we're going to be talking about today gaming, tech, and women. Do they really go together? So, Rhonda, say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello, everybody. How you guys doing? And Michelle, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh, Rhonda. Thank you for being our leading lady today, because I know you and I have chatted just a bit before our show because, you know, I got to say, you know, the interesting part of what you do is it's like, you know, we want more women to get into tech and women into kind of those past traditional male-dominated industries, and I am fascinated with your business and what you do. Can you just share with our listeners just a brief overview, because we're going to talk in detail, but what is Blue Screen Gaming for our listeners?
Well, it's a very new thing for me also, and it's really very exciting. Blue Screen Gaming, we are, in older terms, a land cafe or cyber cafe, really. We have fantastic computers. These are kind of computers, and they're very, very, very sophisticated, very, very fast, high internet speed. And basically, it's for these people who want to play video games. Now, the computers have lots of other types of usage, okay, but predominantly, it is a PC gaming center.
And I love that you said that. So here's my big question, because we're talking about gaming, tech, and women. So are you seeing women that are coming in to do gaming? Is it, you know, I know there's other services that you provide, but, you know, what is your take on are more girls than women in gaming? I'm really curious what you see and observe.
Well, what I see, of course, is predominantly males, because the games are more male-oriented. However, we women are there. Now, I'm a baby boomer, okay? And the women that come, they usually come with their guy friends or spouse, significant other. And they also are gamers. And I think the females in numbers are growing when it comes to these. It's really called esports, if you want to speak internationally. It's being very, very popular, internationally speaking.
You know, when you say esports, that's a term for gaming?
Yes, it is. In fact, they're probably going to have it in the next Olympics, too, as a something they're going to look into. It's getting very popular. You know, over in the Asian countries and even over in Europe, they have esports. They compete, and it's more popular than Kobe Bryant for us.
Oh, my gosh. I get it. I mean, boy, you know, the Olympics have totally changed with snowboarding and some of the pipe, right, the skiing that goes on. It's like it's crazy. And we just came off of the Winter Olympics, you know, this year. So it's amazing when you see some of these new games versus the, I don't want to say old, but traditional. That's a better word, right?
I was so proud of Chloe. I couldn't believe it. It was fantastic. Yes, her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. But yeah,
I'm dying to know for you. No, here real quick. I want people, our listeners to understand as a, you know, you mentioned boomer, like a baby boomer lady, and it's like here you are in a gaming business. It's like, what's the story of why you got into the gaming industry? I'm dying to know. Can you share with our listeners, Rhonda?
It's quite all right. I have been in the computer field as a database analyst for more than 30 years. And getting married late, having children later in life, I didn't focus so much on my career, even though I had already had the MBA and what have you with raising this family. Well, the thing is, I still like to keep my chops, you know, keep my axe grunt. I try to stay within the technical world. But I'm really right. basically a user in industries that I have worked in. So the thing is that just staying on top of technology, really, you meet different people that can help you or you can help them. And it's about knowledge, you know, how we learn about Facebook, it's how we learn about Instagram. You know, you don't really go for a class. You don't, you just find out. And when I met my current co-owner, partner, he is a extremely gifted technical person, computer repair. And when he told me about his dream of having a gaming center, now I do understand that gaming is all about to a point. I don't play the games. I don't even know them or anything like that. But I have older teenage sons in their early 20s, and they are gamers themselves. So I knew about the widgets, okay? So the thing is, knowing that this young man wanted to have a gaming center, and he's so technical and I'll use the word geeky, that he knew that he couldn't handle what it takes to run a business in a finance way. And because I've been talking to him for years and for years, when he really said, you know, I could really use you as an administrator, you know, we decided to be a partnership in business
wow.
for gaming. So, yes, he's a millennial, and I'm a baby boomer, and that's why I am the administrator. He's very good at, you know, building the machines. They call them rigs now. See, I go back to CPU, okay? And then they call them
computers. I even know what that is, which dates me. Let me just tell you right now. I know exactly what a CPU is, right? And a little, yeah.
Yes. And, you know, I come from when there were no terminals. We actually had to punch the JCL on my IBM card, and there was a card reader. So I come from, from way back. But I've seen what has happened, you know, through the years, and just, you know, you got to stay on technology. As a really good friend of mine says, if you don't keep up with top technology, it will leave you behind. So, I plan to stay in the know, and not too deep, because it's really complicated. It really is, and there's a lot of things I just don't want to know, okay? There's
right.
there's another world out there. The thing is, coming back to blue screen gaming, you know, I'm not sorry that gaming is not my thing. You know, it just isn't. I'm very content with playing Candy Crush on my phone and, you know, Solitaire and a few card games. And I do that when I'm bored, you know. But it's keeping the mind engaged, okay? That's what it is, keeping the mind, you know, mentally, keeping myself mentally engaged. So coming into blue screen gaming, I just come from my background, which is very assorted all over the place. I really just wanted to have a chance to run a business, seriously,
right.
a successful business at that. And I knew how popular gaming was going to become, that this was one of my tickets. Now, I'm not trying to be a millionaire here, but that would be nice. But I'm actually having fun.
I think it's
with
great, but you know, here's a question for you, because I think that, and again, it's like what you're willing to share, right? It's like, and I think our listeners could value from this, because one of the things I see, Rhonda, is that owners will do is, you know, like attracts like, right? So we think, okay, partners, you know, I see this a lot, though, with people starting businesses, and I'd love your thoughts, is that the kind of age simpatico, right? What you've done that I think is fascinating is here you have a partner who is a millennial. We keep bringing up, you're a baby boomer. What have been, and people have so many things out there that they talk about what millennials are like. So I'm curious, you know, from your perspective, what has surprised you the most in a really good way of being in a business partnership with a millennial age co-owner? I mean, what is it that he has surprised you with that you're like, oh my gosh, this really isn't, you know, what people say about millennials in a good or a bad way, but what has surprised you the most in that partnership? Because I think it's genius what you've done is bring in both the talents you both have, but has something that's happened really surprised you in how this has been a really great partnership?
Yes. I have been exposed to so much information and technology that it's really, I just have to sit back sometimes and just try to sort out what is it that I'm really going to wrap my head around, or what is it that I'm just going to just see the title and go, okay, put it over there. The millennials, like I said, I have two sons that are millennials also.
That probably helps.
Actually, it does. It does. At my age, I have to just be patient, and I want to be patient. I don't want to rush through things. I'm not into speed and all that. And, yes, things have to be repeated to me a few times to make sure, because the technology that's behind all of this is just, it's very fantastic, to be honest with you. And some things, it's not good to know all the detail. It's like back in the old days, or I should say not too long ago, being a programmer wasn't what you say the attractive thing to do. It's more of the end user. There's a lot of people out there that, you know, that are just waiting for an idea from an end user, okay, for them to go program. Mm-hmm. That's how a lot of these apps have come up and they have been created. There's people out there, programmers, who love programming apps for these phones and for the computer and what have you, but they don't have the idea of what's needed. It's like two different worlds. And when you get these two different worlds to marry together, all of us end users are having more information and choices of how we want to deal with things in this technological world, which I find it fantastic.
Love it.
Yeah.
What's been the most interesting thing that you've kind of seen in this experience as a partner, right? Because I know they always talk about, at least when you run a business, that, you know, you're kind of like a married couple, right, with your business partner, that you get along. It's like sometimes you don't get along, you disagree or you agree. What for you has been maybe some of your really, you know, one or two key success factors that you and your business partner have I guess found beneficial, you know, that works for you as a strategy and getting along and being of different ages or ideas? Any advice for our listeners who are women owners that might like what you have to say?
You feel me, okay? Because yeah. I have sons that are 19 and 20 years old, and dealing with their friends, and I'm dealing with sons that are not sports, regular sports, athletic minded, okay, they are dealing with the same, I don't like to make this as a negative term, I mean to mean it as a positive term, the geeky, you know, computer literate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This, and like my co-partner here in the business, they have a lot of knowledge. The only problem is that they don't communicate the knowledge very well. I happen to be a visual learner. So when somebody shows me something, that is, I'm going to learn it as opposed to somebody telling me something. And these millennials, they don't even like to email. They'll text, but that's about it. It's visual. I give a lot of compliments to my partner, my business co-partner, because not only is he, as far as hardware-wise, configuring these computer systems, but also when it comes to Facebook, when it comes to Twitter, Instagram, Yelp. I mean, some of these things are actually very simple, but some of these things I find totally complicated. And he does all
of
it. You know, some people pay $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, you know, for a website. There's people out there who just know how to do it. There's apps out there that show you how to make your website, you know. And some of us can get our kids around and do it, and some of us can't, you know. But that's one thing I find very, very interesting about my relationship with my partner, is that he has to slow down to make me understand, or for me to understand. He doesn't have to. I ask him to. And I have to slow him down, you know, for me to grasp what he's saying because, you know, we older folks, or excuse me, seasoned folks is like I want to say, I think we see things in a very, very well enlightened way. We can see basically what our ancestors had went through. And we still have
right.
to scar and feel it ourselves, okay? Now, what the future mm-hmm. has for us, you know, we're trying to keep up with that rabbit, okay? But the millennials
yeah.
of these younger generations, I think conceptually they understand what took place in the past, and they're, in my opinion, a little too quick to discard it and think that they can start on their own foundation, which, let's face it, their foundation is not very, very, very sound. But they
right.
technically they know how to put themselves up to have a foundation, which is fantastic. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Yeah.
I do. So, and Rhonda, I got to jump along because I know we only have a half hour,
yeah.
but I want to ask you, like, what are some things, you know, I think I would imagine gaming is probably one of the most exciting industries to be a part of. And right now, as you see it as a business owner, I mean, what is the most exciting and trending things about gaming as you see it? And then I'm going to add in a female element to it. But right now, it's like, what is gaming just huge and growing? It's like for centers and places like this or just the whole industry. What are some of the trends in gaming that you're excited about based on what you know?
It is so fast and growing here in the United States. It's like I said, it's been in the other countries. It truly is very international. And it's like soccer. Soccer's been around for the longest in all these other countries. And now the United States
mm-hmm.
is starting to, you know, acknowledge, okay, soccer's a real sport and we have a team. And so the thing is, there is this birth that is taking place in the United States. And actually, it's been around for quite a while. But it's actually getting more and more and more. You know, people would ask me, well, why would you, Rhonda, go into a gaming business? You know, in fact, what's the
gaming?
You know, and I tell them, okay, I personally, I'm not a gamer. I'm not. But let's face it, when you go to the movies, I mean, you go for the popcorn and the bigger screen. I mean, you could take that DVD or back VHS, and you can do the same thing at home. You can. So same thing with the gaming. When you've got all the other brands like the Nintendos and the Xboxes and the PS, this and that, which I'll be honest with you, I really don't know the difference, but I know of them. You can do this at home, you know, and you can have a hot, very fast speed internet connection to do all this and have the headsets and talk with the other people and play the games. Because the gaming, you could do it by yourself or you can do it in social groups. And the social groups don't have to physically be right with you. That's what's so fantastic. You can be gaming with somebody in Germany, okay? And it's
wow.
It's a whole new world. It's a whole new world.
But,
so this
but
is
as a question, like, mm-hmm. are you starting to play some of these games and learn it? I mean, you're in the industry, so are you kind of coming along slowly? Or, you know, what's your learning knowledge for the industry?
Okay, I'm going to take it to a personal level here.
Besides Candy Crush, if I can say that.
It just so happens the other day I came to Blue Screen Gaming because, you know, like I said, I'm the administrator, so I'm either picking up paperwork, cash, bringing in paper towels, whatever is necessary, you know, and checking out the place too. And it just so happens there was a man there with his 5-year-old son. Now, we do have lots
mm-hmm.
of father, son, mothers will bring their kids, you know, in the earlier part, like right after school, you know, and the parents either
right.
make it with them or without. It doesn't matter, okay? It's a low-key Chuck E. Cheese type of thing, okay? It's an arcade. Yes, the PC is there, but you have so many choices as to what you're going to play, okay? Anyway, the father must have got involved in a group type of setting in his game that he was doing. And I'm not saying that he wasn't paying attention to his son, but his son was now not playing with dad. Now the son, 5 years old, is on a computer playing by himself. And I just happened to look over at him. I said, what are you playing? He told me the game, I think it was Outreach or something like that. And I hope I'm not butchering the game. Anyway, so I asked him, you play this, and just in the 10 or 15 process he and I had, you know, he's showing me on the controls how to use them. And I actually found it interesting. It was a survival game, okay? And I
right.
was like, I could do this. Okay, right now my lifestyle doesn't allow me to have the time to do this, but I could see myself actually enjoying, because, I mean, I've seen the other games where they're shooting and the zombies and the car thefts and all that kind of stuff, and that's not entertaining, okay, for me. But for some people, yeah, they can
right.
play some games. And then also, I should say, at our Blue Screen Gaming, we also have some of these, they call Smash tournaments, where people will bring their mm-hmm. consoles and they do the Mario Brothers thing, you know. So it's a variety.
That's my
of
favorite, Mario Brothers. I love Mario Brothers.
Nice with keyboards and the mouse and the nice big screens and the headsets. And it's Gucci. And then we also have two virtual reality VR stations, which I find interesting. Very, very interesting. Yes.
Well, can you talk a little bit about that? Like, what's the virtual reality? Like, what do you play? What do you do? Is it like you pick places and it's just kind of like you experience it? What's the VR like?
Well, the VR is basically you being involved in a 3D or 4D or 5D environment. I mean, it's kind of like the holograph on Star Trek, you know. There
wow.
are images that are 360 degrees all around you. And you have you're wearing a headset. I mean, you've seen the motion where you have the headset
yeah.
and maybe a hand gear. And it's kind of what you choose. You know, there's so many pieces of software out there, games. I personally, you know, again, baby boomer, I'm not into anybody chasing me or me chasing somebody else. You know, I don't do zombies. So there's one particular one that I like very much. It has to do with painting. And it's just very relaxing to do this because the colors are so vivid and, like, there's no limitations and it's just beautiful. What can I say? It's just beautiful.
You're exciting me. I'm, like, so excited because we've talked about how do you attract more women. I mean, because we're about lady power here on our radio show,
yes.
as you know.
Yes.
I'm curious to know, you say you see mostly boys. It's like, what do you see in the industry? I mean, are they actually looking to attract more girls and, you know, get them into gaming, or is it mostly a boys kind of thing? I'm really curious what you see. And what are you going to do to attract more girls and, let's say, women? I want to come do that painting virtual reality. Sign me up.
Well, right now we do have a ladies' night. We don't have it often
okay.
because the ladies, meaning that the guys bring their girls with them, okay? And it could be, actually, it could be two women. It doesn't matter, Rip, to be honest with you. Most of the games that are out there, they are the aggressive, you know, competitive type of thing, which a lot of us girls, we like that, okay? I'm hoping that the industry will start having more games that will be a little more contoured to other features other than this, all this competition to race or to, well, racing is fine. Actually, those are a lot of fun. Because it's the visual, cities that you've seen. I mean, the technology is just, it's growing. You can see the potential. You can see the capacity where it's coming from or where it's going to go. And that's
wow.
where we're going to rely on these programmers to create these types of software for the VR. So it's still a very new area, but there's still some things there that we can enjoy right now. I think the girls are starting to realize that they're just as good as the guys. And I, you know, it's kind of like how girls are not as, some that do like football, okay? So it's the same thing.
Right.
You know, we need to have more programs that are more geared our way, but still, you know, they're using VR for training, like in the military. And
I could see that.
You know, yes, they are. I know there's women filmmakers there, okay? and you and I both know a few ourselves. And in order to edit your films, I'm sorry, your regular PC ain't gonna cut. It's just not, even if you have a Mac. And so we do have people come and use our computers just for the potency that our computers have, the certain sound cards and video cards that we have. Do a lot of editing on film. Some people come just for the office space to just get some things done.
Like co-working kind of thing, where they come and just use the computers because they're fast and kind of the co-working concept?
That's right.
Okay. You only got a couple of minutes, Rhonda. So here, you know, what do you see for the future, you know, of blue screen gaming and also just the industry in general? I mean, obviously it's growing. It's like, you know, we want to see more women and girls in tech. But, you know, for your business, it's like paint a picture for us of the future. And I also want you to let us know how, if anybody's interested and they want to find out where blue screen gaming is, how do you want people to reach you? But first off, tell us what's your big vision for the future, my dear, you and Mr. Millennial as the business partner?
Well, we're kind of hoping to service more of the west side of Los Angeles. By us being in Culver City, really not that far away from downtown L.A. or mid-Wilshire. So we're trying to offer something more so on the west side of Los Angeles. The Santa Monica, Redondo Beach, El Segundo, Lawndale, Hawthorne, you name it, the UCLA area. So that's one for us is positioning, because there are gaming sites, centers. They are, but they're not really, really popular. And we want to provide really more of a family-oriented place where people can come with or without their siblings, with or without their friends or with friends, just a safe environment to come and relax and enjoy gaming. That's what we're really trying to do.
And are you guys thinking duplication? Does the future look like you want to, you know, franchise or do licensees, or is it just we want to be great with this one location for now and blow it out?
Well, our location is actually smaller than what we had originally planned. You know how money is sometimes. So
I sure do. Boy, do I.
We're glad to be where we are right now. It's more than a foot in the door. But we need to grow a little bit, and I would like to have other locations on the west side. I really would. So that is the future plan. But right now I want to, let's say, appease and be there for the community. A place with a safe environment where kids just they want a game. They want a game with their friends, they want a game maybe with their parents. Also women who want to come and let's say hold a seminar using several computers to teach other women something on the computer. It's so open right now. I have a dear friend of mine who wants to teach children how to code, programming, coding. And so
I let
them know that, hey, I've got the space for you. We can work out the details as far as money and things like that, but it's a good learning environment. And it's fun. It's a cute place. I hope everybody goes.
It is, and you, my dear, might be getting some interest. How do you want people to reach you if they want to find you and find out where the gaming center is located at?
Well, the best way is our website, Blue Screen Gaming. But then we're also going through Yelp. We have Facebook, Twitter. We have Instagram. It's all about Blue Screen Gaming.
I love it. It makes sense. And then I'm going to blow your mind with my final question. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. So it's not, you know, I just want to let you know, heads up. It's like if you could leave our listeners with who you are and what you're all about, I know you're going to be great on this. What can you leave us with as the end of our show that's going to be inspiring to us or motivate us or kick us in the butt somehow based on you and what you're all about? Give us something that's going to leave us on a high note, Rhonda. What do you got?
You know, with this technological world, it can be scary. But don't be scared. Don't be afraid to ask questions, even if somebody thinks you're stupid. Just have a good time with this technology, it will benefit all. It might even save our lives.
Wow. That's like a drop the mic. Good girl. That was good. I really appreciate it because I know I threw that question at you and you did great. So I want to say thank you to all of our listeners. You know, we love your loyalty. We're international in reach now with Women Lead Radio. Rhonda, you are an amazing leading lady today. And so that all of our listeners know, we're here every Friday at 2 p.m. and Mondays at 9 a.m. We'll be back for another real Women Lead Radio show. And it's been my sincere pleasure to be your host. Thanks for listening and have an awesome weekend.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.